would like to push back on the industrial encroachment on our neighborhood, and this is just one piece of this. So I hope that you will vote in support of turning Franklin into one-way. Thank you.
Okay.
My name is Wayne Shaner, and I live in the county, but I do own a business on Broadway Street. I have been there for 20 years. We operate as the Overhead Door Company of Charlottesville, and we do have 18 employees, and a fair amount of them live in the city, and they use that to come back and forth to work. I'm opposed to making it one way. We do have trucks. They are small trucks. But not once in the 20 years that we've been in business and been on Broadway Street have we ever been in the accident or have had any problems going in and out of East Market. No one in the 20 years that I've been there has approached us, have talked to us at all about truck traffic, us causing any problems or anything else. And, you know, when I learned of this, I was really appalled that there was a traffic study going on. The neighborhood association is you know, up in arms, but nobody has the decency to contact us businesses and ask us for our input in it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Betty Jo Dominic, returning with Mr. Brown's permission at 1610 East Market Street because I wanted to explain Bill's use of the noise. I was supposed to ask permission to play the noise tape, and I forgot. And I think Bill, just in the adrenaline of caring so much about our neighborhood issue, just thought it would be okay to turn it on. But we wanted to make sure that no one thought that was a planned way to do that. And I guess the main point I just want to end with, because I really was trying to speak to the bigger issue beyond the concrete trucks, that there's a much bigger issue that can't be controlled. And one reason that some, I think the neighborhood hasn't thought to approach individual businesses, because it is a bigger picture, and where we live, we see all of it that is beyond each individual business, and it's hard to control something like that. You have employees. I have a business. I know what it's like to control employees, and I think
you
as a neighbor,
wrap
we just
up your
felt
comments. Thank
that
you.
We should address a much bigger issue than individual businesses having
okay.
trained
change
their habits.
Thank you. Is anyone else would like to make a comment?
My name is Lyle Solyates. I live at 1703 East Market Street. Look at my notes here. I'd really like to see some better data on this issue. I'd love to see a real origin destination study. Be happy to volunteer for it. I'll go out there. I'll get my clipboard. I believe just from my own observations, the trucks cutting through Franklin are going northbound are sort of sneaking around Mead, 250, 29 North, points beyond. I think that's the main issue, which I would believe could be dealt with Broadway Mead. That Broadway's a wider road. It can better handle that. As it was pointed out, it can handle more traffic, and yet it has less traffic than Market. So it's I think that option is there. It's just what, for whatever reason, isn't being taken. I think there's a win-win solution possible.
Okay, thank you. Someone else who'd like to make a comment? You guys are sure. Okay, I'll close the public hearing. And open it to council discussion. Don't everybody speak at once.
I'll start things off. As the neighbors have alluded to, this has been a problem that's been going on for a while. I've been down at that intersection many times. I've used it as a pedestrian, cyclist, vehicle driver, and have toured it with the neighborhood. Personally, I think the best thing for this intersection would simply be to have no through trucks. I don't support one way in either direction because that's really cutting the mobility of the neighborhood down on both sides. There are neighborhoods on both sides of that street that need to get back and forth. On one side, you've got access to 64, and I think no matter what we do, we better make sure we communicate that to whoever gets information into MapQuest because that seems to be an issue. People, and I'm sure it's a question of how to get on to 64. There's a shortcut to 64 if you go that way. again, I don't think we're going to be able to come up with something that solves 100% of the problem for everybody.